Hallelujah. Greeting to brother and sister in Christ.
Hallelujah. 主内弟兄几位，大家平安。
This morning, I would like to share with you a topic, my reflections of journeys to the mountain churches.
今天早上呢，要跟大家一起来分享的就是山地访问的一些感想。
We know that when we live in this world, the word of God is everywhere.
我们都知道，我们在这个世界上呢，我们可以看到神的工作呢，到处我们都看得到。
And also, the teaching of the law actually can just happen in our daily life and surrounding us.
那么今天我们看到，在神的教训当中，在我们每一天的生活里面，都会事实上会常常发生的。
Last month I went back to Taiwan for a meeting.
上个月，那么去了台湾一趟呢，参加一个开会。
I only stay 1 week in Taiwan from the 14th to the 21st.
那么总共只待了一个星期，14到21号。
It's supposed to be 1 week back and forth.
那么也就在一个礼拜之内呢，要来回这两地。
So I was thinking that the journey must be very tough and very tiresome because I have to adjust jet lag.
那么去之前就觉得说，哇，这一个礼拜要来回两地飞，就感觉到非常，事实上是很难过的，因为呢时差的关系。
So I start my journey on the 15 midnight.
所以十五号半夜呢
early in the morning.
十五号的清晨啊，搭飞机前往台北。
And arrive Taipei on the 16 early in the morning.
十六号清晨呢，也就到了台湾。
I mean, know that.As I have arrived in Taipei, I have to travel to Taichung, which is our church location, our GA.
那么来到台北机场呢，当然我相对的就要坐搭车来到台中，因为台中是我们的总会。
Just for your information, those of you who haven't been to Taiwan, this is the map of Taiwan, and you arrive in the international airport, and you go, our GA is in the middle part of Taiwan.
给大家一个参考，如果还没去过台湾的人呢，台中事实上在台湾的中间的部分，所以我们的总会就在台湾的中间的部分。
We have more than 300 True Jesus Church in Taiwan.
在台湾呢，总共超过300间的教会。
It's a lot of churches there.
在那边有很多的会堂。
So, I take 2 hours car and then arrive our GA building 8 o'clock in the morning.
从机场到总会呢，花了2个多小时的时间。
So I was thinking it's time to take a nap, take a sleep to catch up some sleep.
那么既然到那边才8点多呢，想说休息一下吧。
I was hungry.
而且肚子饿了。
But there's nothing, there's no food because breakfast has been served already.
因为呢，到了时间呢，早餐才刚用过，所以也没有办法吃早餐。
But at that time, there's a deacon coming to me.
那么那个时候在教会呢，遇到一个执事。
He asked me, "Hey, Timothy, have you eaten breakfast already?"
他问我说，哎，杨传道啊，你吃过饭没有？
I said, "No, I have not eaten."
我很老实告诉他说，哎，还没吃呢。
Okay, I bring you to across the street to have some Yangchun noodle.
那他告诉他很有爱心的就带我说，过了教会对面呢有卖阳春面的。
Wow, this is the best noodle I ever have.
那么那一餐那碗面呢，可以说是最好吃的一碗面。
Because when you're hungry, everything tastes good.
所以当你饿的时候呢，吃什么都好吃。
And when you feel the love of the people, ask you, "Have you eaten breakfast? I'll bring you there." I feel so warm in my heart.
尤其用人家用很爱心的问我说，早餐吃了没有？感觉到就是很温暖的那碗面。
So Lord Jesus said, "If you give one cup of water to the little one."
所以主耶稣曾经说过，如果我们将一杯凉水给那最小的一个
，You cannot be without blessing.
那么这个恩典就跟着我们同
在。What does it mean, a cold little water?
那么什么叫做一杯凉水
？When it's in need.
换句话，这杯凉水就是那个人口渴需要的一杯凉水。
When a person is thirsty.
当一个人口渴
，Even one cup of water.
就算是一小小杯的凉水
，You satisfy him.
那么这都可以满足他的需要。
When he's hungry.
当他饿了
，Even one pack of biscuit.
就算是一小片的面包
，You can satisfy him.
那么就能够让他满足。
But must be in need.
但是必须要给在当给之处。
So when people are needed, do we help?
所以我们看到人家正需要的时候，我们是不是伸出援手呢
？So after taking that.The best noodle I've never tasted.
那么我吃过最好吃的一碗面之后
，I was thinking, okay, it's time to maybe get some sleep.
所以我想说，哎，还是休息一下吧。
Because the meeting will only start at 5 p.m.
因为呢，当天下午5点钟了才会才开始。
But at that time, the one of the elder in Taiwan GA told me.
那么那个时候呢，在总会有这位长老告诉我。
Elder Che told me.
车长老告诉我
了。Do you want to go out have a walk or 走一走啊，走一走。
他说：“你要不要我带你出去走走好了
？”I was thinking have a walk or go around to see. I was thinking maybe bring me to the mall or just nearby location have some walking or know the surrounding.
那车长老，我既然这样问了他，我觉得说应该车长会带我到附近的这个商店啊，走走看看啊，看看外面卖些什么东西啦。
Well, I was thinking it's no harm. It's nice to see some electronics, huh?
那么我想说，既然到了台湾，到了亚洲呢
，computers，
看看这些这个所谓的电子用品啦。
So I was thinking, 走一走啊 ，go around to see. I was thinking it's quick, just 1 or 2 hours. We'll come back, and I can still sleep.
所以我觉得车长老既然这个建议走一走呢，应该一两个小时就回来了吧？那还可以休息一下。
It's okay. Then let me change my clothes and wash my face, and then immediately I went down.
所以我稍微整理了一下呢，答应他说好，那我们走吧。
I didn't know the meaning. He 走一走 ，mean he bring us to sandy mountain area.
所以呢，我实在没有办法想象说他所谓的走一走呢，事实上带我们到山地教会去了。
Later, I learned that in Mandarin in Chinese, 走一走 have a walk means you play whole day somewhere.
那么所谓的 中文的走一走，事实上是说要花一天的时间来走完全部的行程。
I cannot back out now. I cannot say no. Okay, let's get in the car.
那么既然已经到一半了，我实在没有办法说，哎，我不去了，我不去了。
I heard that Taiwan churches are everywhere, so every 15 minutes you see a church.
那么在台湾呢，到处都可以看到会堂，每15分钟就可以看到真耶稣教会的会堂。
But on the car, we ride for 1 hour, 2 hours.
那么在车里面呢，我们总共开了一个小时之后。
But anyway.This is a very memorable journey for me.
那么对我来说呢，可以说是非常好的一段回忆。
If at that time I say no,
如果我到时候跟车传道说，哎，我不去了。
Yeah, I can relax, I can sleep in the church.
那么在教会里面当然可以轻松啊，睡个觉了。
I'll be so comfortable.
那么一定觉得很舒服。
But if I didn't go,
但是如果我没去
，I do not have this wonderful experience I'm telling you today.
当然，我今天早上就没有办法跟大家分享这么好的一个访问的回忆。
I'll never know what I've missed.
那么我永远都不会知道说我到底错过了什么最好的。
Even though I've been to mountains area many times.
是的，我已经访问过三教会许多次了。
But this time is different.
但是这次的访问却不同啊。
So our life is also like this.
所以我们的生活也是这样，我们生命也是这样。
God wants to teach us many lessons in our life.
今天在我们的生命当中，神要借着很多的事情告诉我们不一样的功课。
But if we are lazy.
但是如果我们懒惰了。
If we don't want to face new things.
今天如果我们不愿意面对那小小的一点困难。
We don't want to wake up earlier.
我们今天不想早起了。
We want to relax a bit more.
我们只想在床上睡个懒觉了。
When chances come, chances will not stay.
但是如果机会来了，改变来了，我们都跟不上的。
We regret.
我们就会后悔。
But anyway, I didn't regret this time.
但是这一次呢，哎，我可以说我不后悔了。
So we went to visit mountain churches.
我们开车。进入山区。
Just for information, this is the map of Taichung County.
那么这可以说是台中县的地图。
In this Taichung County, there's a lot of small area, especially in the mountains area.
从地图上我们可以看到呢，台中县有许许多多的乡镇在这个县里面。
Even though some of us have visited Taiwan or from Taiwan, but I know that most of us has not even been those places.
那么就算你曾经去过台湾，或是从台湾来的，这里面很多地方也许你都没去过。
Some people say, I go to Taiwan, I see 101, I see 垦丁, what are we doing there in this area?
那么有些人会说，哎，到台湾就是要看101大楼了，要去垦丁了，那我们来这种山地区干什么呢？
I tell you, nothing good to see in 101.
那么可以告诉你说，101其实没什么特别的。
But if you visit those villages or mountain area, visit our churches,That is even better.
但是今天如果我们进入山区，看看我们山区的真耶稣教会呢，那才特别。
Because every church you go, you hear some testimonies.
因为每一次你访问到一个教会，你都听到他们美好的见证。
Every church you go, you listen to some stories.
每一个教会呢，都代表了背后一段很美好的故事。
And it's a real life story.
而且是真实的故事。
So now we are set on our set. We visit the first church we visit is called 南势 Church.
所以既然出发了第一间教会，我们就来到了南势教会。
Now in the Taichung County, there's something special happened 10 years ago.
那么在台中县呢，十年前有一件很有趣的事情。
This time, the churches we visit, most of them has been affected in the big earthquake 921 10 years ago.
换句话说，十年前的921大地震。在这一区带来最大的震撼。
This is the first church that we went.
那么这是我们首先到的一个教会。
Look at this church, isn't it nice and beautiful?
我们看看这个教会，外观真的美丽耶。
It's newly built.
而且是新盖的。
Because the old church was collapsed during the earthquake.
因为旧的会堂呢，在921大地震的时候已经倒塌。
So the church rebuilt itself.
所以呢，教会就重新的建了一个会堂。
Look at this building, it's very nice.
我们看看这个外观真的不错。
Sometimes we think, our Vancouver church building is very nice.
有时候我们觉得自己的会堂也不错了。
But look at this in the mountain area in Taiwan, it's not worse than us. It's good.
但是我们看看在台湾中心的山地里面呢，有这样的会堂，真的是很感谢神。
To uplift the name of the Lord.
能够真的高举神的名。
So when we arrived this church,
我们到了。
And then elder chair told us to get off.
那么车长老告诉我们说，哎，大家下车吧。
And then he said to us, I'll meet you up there.
他告诉我们说，我在上面等你。
I don't know what, I don't understand why meet you up there.
那么刚开始我听不太懂什么叫做在上面等我们。
And then I understand later, he found out, okay, you guys have to walk the stair.
换句话，他告诉我们说，我们要用走的走上去。
Okay,
爬楼梯的。
It's not bad. Walk the stair, do some exercise.
那么我会这么想了，爬楼梯算什么了？没有什么运动一下嘛。
But In fact, these stairs are so tall, more than 100 steps.
但是呢，事实上这个楼梯呢是高到超过100阶。
Look at us, we are climbing here. You cannot see our face. If you can see our face, you see us. We are really breathing heavily.
当然，这个照片从后面照的，如果从正面照，你就看到每一个人都是满脸通红了。
Because we are lacking of exercises, especially all preachers.
因为传道们呢，事实上很少运动的。
So we climb all the stairs, climbing up.
所以我们花了一大段时间呢，爬楼梯啊，爬往上爬。
And finally, we reached the top.
所以终于到达顶最顶上了。
And we saw Elder Chair.
我们看到车长老在等我。
I told him, I didn't know otherwise. I'll go with you with the car.
他说，我说，我不知道要爬这么辛苦了，要不然我就跟你坐车上了。
He told us, you guys need exercise.
他说啊，你们这些传道人真的要运动了。
So what does it teach us? I was thinking of one stair in the Bible.
那么这些告诉我们什么呢？在圣经里面告诉我们一件事情。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
我们请看创世纪二十八章。
Verse 10.
二十八章第十节。
To 12.
第十节到第十二节，创世纪二十八章第十节到第十二节。第十节，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。十一节，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那躺卧睡了。十二节，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的顶头，梯子的头顶着天，有神的天使的使者在梯子上上去下来。
Here tell us there was a person called Jacob.
这里告诉我们雅各。
He was lonely.
那么他是很孤单在那个时候。为什么
？Because he had to fled for his life.
因为呢，他是为了他自己逃命而跑到这个地方来。
He was living in the wilderness.
那么他为了逃命逃到了这个荒野旷野。
There's no hotel. There's no inn.
既然是旷野，没有地方可以住的。
And the sun is setting.
那么太阳下山了。
He bring a stone.
所以他就找了一块石头，
he lie down,
他就躺下了。
And he saw a vision.
那么他在这个时候看到一个异象。
What did he see?
他在梦里面看什么？
He see there's one stair directly reaching to the top of the heaven from the place he was putting his head.
那么他看到一个梯子呢，立在地上呢，也就从他那个石头放下的地方呢，从有个梯子往上走。
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么？
There's a way human being can go back to God.
这也就是告诉我们，人确实有一个方法，有一种方法可以回到神那里。
This is to go through this stair.
那么就是要经过这个梯子。
For example, there's a different level of the building.
比如说，我们看到高楼建起来了。
Even though you are very tall, but you cannot climb next level without going to the stair.
也许我们很高，长得很高，但是呢，我们也不可能跳上另外一层楼。
You have to walk the stair.
我们要靠楼梯才能够上楼。
Step by step, you reach the top.
那一步一步的呢，踩上去能够到顶楼。
So human being can also reach God.
所以今天人类也可以到达神那里。
Go through the heavenly journey.
那么就是要走这天国的天梯啊。
Our heavenly journey is just like the stair.
我们今天讲天国之路就好像梯子一样。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
我们请看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 51.
约翰福音第一章五十一节。约翰福音第一章五十一节。五十一节又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了。神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
Here, Lord Jesus explained to us what was the stair representing.
这里主耶稣在这边告诉我们，进一步解释说，梯子代表什么
？Here, Jesus said, the stair is He Himself.
主耶稣这里说，梯子就是他自己。
Only through Jesus we can go back to God.
只有借由他这个梯子呢，能够回到神那里去。
There's no other way.
没有其他的道路了。
There's only one option.
也就是只有唯一的方法。
The truth is absolute.
那么真理是绝对的。
You cannot ask why Jesus said only one stair.
那么我们没有办法说真理这样讲，为什么只有一个梯子呢
？Why other religion cannot go?
为什么没有其他梯子可以上去呢
？But Jesus said there's only one.
主耶稣在这里说只有一。
It's me.
也就是我本身。
The Son of God.
也就是人子的身上。
So I really like the stair of that church.
所以今天我看到这个教会呢，在这个梯子最顶端，我很喜欢。
And I was thinking myself.
我这么想。
If heavenly journey is climbing the stair,
今天如果我们走天国路，就好像上梯子一样。
Am I going up or am I going down?
那么我要问问自己了，我是往上走呢，还是往下去
？Going up is very difficult.
是的，往上走不容易。
You breathe hard.
我们必须要很喘气，很费力啊。
Lot of effort.
那么很多的努力了。
But one step you go higher.
但是如果你往上一步
，one step you are near to the top.
往上一步就靠天更进一步。
For example, our faith.
比如说我们的信仰。
If we really try hard,
如果我们真的很努力
，to love God,
努力的爱神
，to obey His teaching,
能够努力的遵守他的命令
，to love man,
能够爱人
，to serve God,
能够服侍神
，it's not easy,
是的，不容易的。
To keep the truth in this end time is very difficult.
在末世里面，我们还要保守这个真理，真的是很困难。
You find yourself just like a minority.
那么今天我们看自己，就好像在社会当中的那小数少数的人一样。
And people will laugh at you.
人家会看我们，觉得是取笑我们。
What are you doing?
人家会觉得你们在干什么？
We are climbing the stair.
今天我们是要往上走，走天梯的。
Even though we are going up,
就算我们是往上走，
we even though we feel tired, but we are going up.
是的，我们很辛苦，但是我们是往上又上了一步。
But if our faith is going down,
今天相反的，如果我们的信仰是往下的，
you feel very comfortable.
我们往下当然轻松了。
Why? Because you no pressure.
为什么往下总是没有压力？
Just like you walk down the stair.
就好像我们下楼一样。
No efforts.
下楼不需要费劲。
Very comfortable.
很舒服的。
But you're going down and down.
但是重点来了，我们是往下到最底下去了。
Going to ground zero.
那么能够到人家地下室去了。
What does it mean to us?
那么今天告诉我们什么？
If our faith never improve.
今天我们信仰如果不进步的话，
never strive higher.
我们就永远上不去。
We're going down.
我们只会往下走。
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄。
His children have a dream. His children.
他的小孩有这么一个梦。
What was the dream?
那么这个梦代表什么？
The children dream that his whole family is climbing the heavenly stairway.
那么小孩梦到说他的整家人全家都往上上这个梯子。
The mother was leading.
那么妈妈在前面带头。
The children were following.
那么小孩子跟着妈妈走。
Climbing the stair.
往上爬梯子。
But where is the father?
爸爸不见了。
The father was.Very behind.
爸爸落在梯子最后面了。
Not moving fast.
而且爬不上来，而且很慢。
Suddenly,
突然间
there's a devil coming up.
那么有魔鬼跑出来了。
Really want to grab the one at the back.
而且从梯子向要从他们后面来抓他们。
And the father was almost get by Satan.
而且这个爸爸呢，差一点就被这个魔鬼抓到了。
Because his legs sink so behind.
原因是因为他还在梯子下面呢。
The children wake up.
那么小孩子醒了。
Tell the father.
告诉爸爸说。
The father knew.
那么爸爸知道了。
It was me.
他知道说这个爸爸真的是落在后面的了。
My faith was not improving.
他知道说全家人我的信仰是最糟糕的了。
My faith is going downward.
而且我的信仰是往下走的信仰。
I have to wake up.
那么我要这个时候要醒过来。
Today think about ourselves.
今天我们想想自己了。
Are you climbing up the stair or are you going down?
今天我们在梯子上是往上还是往下？
So we thank God that we climbed the stair and then we reached the church.
很感谢神，我们往上来到这个教会了。
And this is another view. When you reach the church, you see more scenery.
来到这个教会，既然在顶上呢，往前一看，哎呀。那个景观不同，
It's beautiful.
当然是很美丽的。
You never see this scenery when you are at the bottom.
那么今天如果在底下，在梯底下的时候，你永远看不到上面能够看到什么东西。
When you reach the top, you see something different.
那么我们走到上面之后，再往下看，哇，那个感觉不同。
Our spiritual life is the same.
今天我们属灵的生命也是一样。
If you're always maneuvering at the bottom.
今天如果我们只是在底下换来混去的，
Sometimes we don't feel.There's any taste in our faith.
在我们在混当中，在生命当中完全没有滋味了。
Because you say, "Oh, coming to church is a burden."
因为觉得说来到教会就好像负担了。
Praying is tired.
啊，祷告很累啊。
The Bible is tasteless.
那么读经是无聊啊。
But if you reach the top,
今天如果我们来到了顶端
or we reach higher and higher each day,
如果我们每一天在这天地上一步一步往上走
you discover the grace of God is so much.
渐渐的我们就发现说神的恩典真的奇妙
The word of God is so promising.
我们会发现说神的真理真的是带应许的
Prayer is so sweet.
我们会发现说祷告真的是很甜美的
And you feel so close to God.
我们会觉得越来越靠近神
So each level you are, you feel different.
所以今天我们往上一层就有不一样的感觉
And finally we reach the top.
我们最后来到教会的上
Look at this,
这个上面
this very beautiful building.
我们可以看到这很教会很漂亮了。
The name True Jesus Church uplifted in the heart of the mountain.
我们看到这一处教会的名在那顶端被高举。
Now when we reached the church, because it's a sudden visit, they don't have many people to greet us. Only two brothers was there.
因为是突然间来访，所以他们也没有准备什么，只有两位弟兄在那边等我们。
This brother, his name is 王贵香。那么香啊 ，he was waiting for us in the church.
这个王弟兄呢，为我们开门在教会等我们。
If you look at him, he's just like a normal person.
那我们看看这个照片，其实他跟大家没两样嘛。
But he bear testimony to us.
但是他为我们做了一个很美好的见证。
Now this gentleman, this brother, he was not a believer before.
这个弟兄呢，以前并不是我们的信徒。
He was an atheist. He doesn't believe in God.
在那个时候呢，他是一个无神论者，他完全不相信有神这回事。
He was working in the military for a long time.
那么他在军中里面呢，待了很久。
We know that military people are tough people.
我们都知道，在军队的人呢，都是很干练硬汉子。
But he doesn't believe in God at all.
所以他不相信说这个世界上有神的。
But the wife is a true Jesus Church member.
但是他的太太呢，是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
The wife has been praying for him.
这个太太呢，每天为她这个先生祷告。
That God can change his heart.
希望神能够改变她先生的心。
Can choose him.
能够真的拣选他。
One day something special happened.
有一天，哎，真的奇妙的事发生了。
He was encountered a very, very serious car accident.
那么他因为在路上呢，遇到了很严重的车祸。
He was hit by a big truck.
他被一个大卡车给撞到。
It's not a normal truck, but the 18-wheelers, those 砂石车。
我们所谓的卡车不是一般的卡车了，是这种十八轮的大型的卡车。
More than 10 tons.
而且这个卡车是很重的砂石车。
We know that if anyone was hit by those kind of truck, will be 100% crashed to death.
我们都知道什么样的人可以挡得住那种砂石车呢？被撞到大概必死无疑了。
But something miraculous happened.
但是很奇妙的事情发生。
This man, when he was hit by the truck,
那王弟兄呢，在那个时候被这个卡车撞到的时候
，he knew that he was dying.
他知道他必死无疑。
But he remembered his wife told him before.
但是他记得他的太太曾经告诉他
how to pray.
怎么样祷告呢
？Ask God to help.
他在那个时候呢，他求神帮助。
He remembered the wife said, "Oh, you have to pray. You say in the name of Jesus, Hallelujah. This kind of stuff to ask God to save him."
因为他记得他的太太跟他讲说，如果遇到紧急状况，你要奉主耶稣圣名祷告，要说 Hallelujah.
So he said, "In the name of Jesus." He have not even reached Hallelujah, and then he fainted.
那么在那个时候，在那紧急的状况呢，他说奉主耶稣圣名，但是都还没有办法说 Hallelujah， 他就已经昏过去了。
What happened was he was hit by the truck.
因为他被这个大卡车撞到的时候
，the truck did not run over him.
那么这个大卡车并没有压过他
，but rather stuck in him and then drag him for a small distance and stop.
反而是卡住他，他被这个卡车拖了一段距离。
哇 ，even though it was dragged, it was not overrun, but it's still in very serious injury.
啊，虽然这个卡车没有压过他，但是呢，被这个卡车拖过去大概差不多了。
When the police came.
啊，警察来了。
Look at him.
看看他。
Say, ah, this man surely died.
那么这警察都觉得说，被这种卡车拖过就完蛋了。
But the wife begged the policeman, bring him to hospital, try to save him up.
但是这个太太说，告诉警察说，赶紧把他带回来，救他了。
Okay, they try to bring the hospital.
那么他们就把他送到医院了。
Even bring to the hospital.
就算带到了医院。
The doctor said, "Come on, this man, no use. He must surely die. How can anyone survive?"
啊，急诊室的医生说，被卡车这样撞过，差不多了，没什么好说了。
Because his back is so severely injured.
因为他背。
His back, yeah.
他的背呢，已经很严重的受伤。
So, when he was telling us his testimony up to this point, suddenly he want to show us some action.
那么他在告诉我们这个见证的时候呢，哎，他给我们看他的背。
Suddenly he moved off his shirt, want to show us something.
那么他把衣服拿翻起来，让我们看看。
Now this is his wound.
我们看看这是他的伤痕。
He was, you know, his back was disfigured a little bit. His spine was also disfigured a little bit.
我们从这个照片可以看得到说当时多么严重的情况。
It was impossible that he can ever walk again.
受过这样的严重的情况的人。已经不可能再走路了。
You know, there was a big part, big chunk of his flesh was gone.
那么在这里我们可以看到，在当时呢，他的整块肉不见了。
Big chunk of flesh.
而且很大的一块肉在背上。
Why? Because after the accident, that his flesh, his wound got severely infected.
所以换句话，在那个时候呢，经过车祸之后，他受伤的地方呢，被很严重的感染。
So the doctor have no choice, have to remove all this dead flesh, and was thinking that maybe he has continuous infection.
所以换句话就是说，医生实在没办法了，必须要把这些肉全部铲除掉，为了要救他。
But miraculously,
但是很感谢神的。
The whole church has been praying for him.
那么整个教会就为了他这个事情代祷。
The wife has been praying for him.
那么这个太太呢，也为了他这个事情代祷。
And this is the miracle.
那么这就代表是神迹。
And today he's still living.
那么今天我们看到他还是站在大家面前。
But this is the evidence.
但这代表的是一个见证。
Even though the flesh was removed, but he's still alive.
我们看他的背后，他的肉都已经不见了，但是他还是活着。
You can see, there was the spinal cord is so near the skin.
我们可以看得到他那个脊椎呢，脊椎骨事实上都已经来到这个表皮了。
You can almost touch it.
我们可以摸得到的。
This is the close-up.
那么这是比较近的距离看。
It's very, really amazing.
所以我们会看到真的是很奇妙
的事情。So before he testified,
之前他这么见证。
Before I never believe in God.
他说以前我根本不信有神呢。
I never see God. I don't have to believe in God.
我不需要信有没有神。
But after this accident.
但是经过这一趟以后。
He said there must be God.
他说真的是有神的存在。
Otherwise, I would surely be dying.
他说要不然呢，我一定死了。
So now become very fervent.
所以今天他变成一个很有热心的弟兄。
He believe in Jesus.
他现在信主了。
He bear testimony.
那么他到处跟人家做见证。
When we going with us, there is a doctor, there is a medical doctor with us, this deacon.
那么我们去的时候呢，这位执事呢是个医生的。
From Australia.
从澳洲来的一个执事，他是医生。
He examined his wound.
那么他仔细的看一看。
He said, "This is indeed a miracle."
他说这个除了神的功，除了神的大能，这谁也做不到。
Today he can still walk.
今天他还可以，这个弟兄还可以走路嘞。
Even the spine was disfigured.
那么就算他的这个脊椎骨都已经受伤了。
变形了 but he is still alive and walking.
但是他还是活着，而且走得很好。
And his praying testimony.
那么他能够在大家面前为神做见证。
So God is amazing, is wonderful.
所以我们看到神的作为，真的让大家感谢神。
Only he's not invisible, not because he's not there.
今天我们看不到神，不代表他不存在的。
He is around us.
那么他就在我们四周。
So at the end, we take a group picture.
所以最后呢，我们一样照了个团体照。
With him and other visitors together.
那么跟这个王弟兄跟其他的人员一起来照相。
The second church we visit is called Li Leng Church.
第二个教会呢，我们就来到了李冷。
This church is the building was like this.
那么李冷教会外观长这样子。
Now look at this building, isn't it beautiful?
我们看看这个也是很美的三地教会。
Of course, if you use today's standards, say, this church is a bit old.
也许我们用今天的眼光来看，这个教会建筑似乎旧了点。
But don't forget.
但不要忘记咯。
This church was built for half a decade, half a century ago.
那么这根教会是五十年前盖的。
Can you think about 50 years ago? The church, beautiful church like this, can be built in the mountain, poor mountain area.
换句话说，半个世纪以前用的材料，在当时的那样的山地区，可以盖出那样的会堂。
What does it mean?
这代表什么呢
？This means the members really love God.
换句话，就当时的信徒真的是爱神啊。
They really want to magnify the name of Lord in the mountain area.
他们希望在这个山区能够高举神的名。
But don't forget this.
但是我们不能忘记，不能
忽略了。There's one special thing about this chapel.
那么特别的这个教堂特别的地方。
The local church member told us when they design the chapel, they don't design by themselves.
这个会堂呢的信徒告诉我们说，当他们设计这个会堂的时候，不是他们自己设计的。
There was an angel revealed to one of the members.
那么是一个天使启示，让他们画出这个图。
Even show them how to build a church, what the design should be like.
那么甚至告诉他们，显现给他们说，这个教会盖出来会长什么样子。
And then they follow it.
然后他们就跟着做。
For example, in the interior design.
比如说我们看到这个教会的内部的设计。
Usually there are some pillars or some pillars in the chapel.
通常在教会里面，我们看到有各式各样的柱子来撑这个屋顶。
But the angel specially specified that there must be the ark, from 一条过的哈 ，the ark from the side. There's no pillars. From the arc, from the bottom to the top.
那换句话呢？这个设计呢？天使说要用横梁式的呢，使得这个空间呢没有任何的柱子。
This is not easy to build.
那么这种横梁式不容易盖的。
For example, our church is similar building architecture.
今天我们看我们的会堂也差不多是用横梁支撑起来。
But we have still have some beam supporting the arc.
但在教会内部，我们还是可以看到有一些柱子呢，就是为了撑住这大的屋顶。
But this one just go straight and then reaching the top.
但今天我们看到这个室内设计呢，在里面是完全没柱子。
50 years ago, it's not easy to build like this, especially in the mountain area.
那么今天我们所讲的是五十年前在山地地区里面盖出这样的会场。
What does it teach us?
这告诉我们什么
？In the Bible, there was also a similar incident.
那么在圣经里面也有类似的情况。
When the Temple of Solomon was built.
当所罗门王盖圣殿的时候
，What happened?
什么事情发生
？Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38.
我们请看列王记上
，First King chapter 6:38，
第六章三十八节。
First King chapter 6 verse 38，
列王记上第六章第三十八节。列王记上六章三十八节，三十八节到十一年布勒月，就是八月，殿和一切属殿的都按着样式造成。他建殿的功夫共有七年。
He told us Solomon spent 7 good years to finish building the temple of the Lord.
这里说到了所罗门王花了七年的时间呢，盖出神的圣殿。
But Solomon was not the architect.
所罗门王并不是一个设计师啊。
Solomon was only the contractor, the builder.
那么所罗门王担任的工作只是说是一个建筑师而已。
So where did he receive the master plan of the building?
今天他这个建筑师按照什么样的图来盖这个圣殿呢
？Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
我们请看历代志上。
First Chronicle chapter 28,
历代志上二十八章
verse 11,
十一节
First Chronicle 28:11,
历代志上第十一第二十八章第十一节， 第十一节，大卫将殿的油廊、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式，指示他儿子所罗门。
Here tell us Solomon did not invent, did not draw the plan himself. He received it from his father.
今天我们看到这里说到说所罗门怎么样盖圣殿的这个图呢？他是从他爸爸大卫那里拿来的。
David gave him a lot of specification.
大卫告诉这个所罗门王，他这个儿子呢，怎么样去做各个细节。
All the corridor, the side house, the rooftop, the inner temple, the mercy seat, everything we built to his son.
我们看到这十一节列出了所有东西细节。每一个房间地点设计很仔细的。
But does it mean David is the architect?
这是不是告诉我们说大卫是个设计师呢？
No，
也不是啦。
Verse 12，
我们看看第十二节，十二节又将被圣又将被灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式都指示他。
Verse 19，
第十九节，大卫说：“这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。”
Who was the architect of the temple of the law？
我们看完这两节，知道说圣殿的设计师是谁了
？Not Solomon。
哎，不是所罗门。
Not David。
也不是大卫。
Who was it？
到底是谁
？It's God。
也就是神自己。
It's God Almighty revealed to David。
这个大全能的神呢？能够指示大卫怎么做
，even draw the plan to David to see
啊，甚至用手画出这个图呢，让大卫看得见
，so that they can build the temple 100% exactly according to the commands and the specification of the law。
因此，所罗门王就可以按照神所指示的图样，一步一步的盖出这个圣殿。
What does it teach us today？
这里告诉我们什么
？Today what is a church？
今天我们说什么是教会
？A church is not a human organization。
是的，教会不代表是一群人的所在。
The church actually is the house of God, is the temple of God.
今天的教会是神的殿，是神的家。
The church is not only the building.
这个教会不是只有会堂而已。
Building is not important.
这个建筑物不重要。
Building we can buy, we can sell.
建筑物是可卖的。
We can build, we can tear it down.
啊，我们可以重新盖，重新把它拉掉。
But what is the church?
但是教会是什么
？Is the people.
是里面的人。
And the truth.
以及里面的人所带的真理。
We have to obey the truth.
今天我们要能够遵守真理。
Some people say there are so many churches.
有人会说，现在教会这么多。
Why you only say you are the only one can be saved?
为什么我们常常说你是我们常听到你们说你们是唯一的。
Why you say other people cannot be saved?
为什么其他人都不能被得救呢
？Actually, if you go back to the Bible,
今天如果我们回到了圣经
，We don't say other people cannot be saved.
我们并不是说其他人不能得救。
Everyone can be saved.
是的，每一个人神的恩典都可以得救。
If they do everything according to the word of God.
但是重点，如果大家都能够遵守神圣经上的道理，
就能够得救。
你就能够得救
，just like the temple，
就好像圣殿一样。
What makes difference between the temple and all the houses in the people of Israel？
那么怎么样区别出圣殿跟其他在以色列地所盖的建筑物呢
？Even the palace was more beautiful and bigger than the temple。
那么就算是那个时候的皇宫，都比当时的圣殿更加的华丽。
Solomon used 7 years to build the temple。
所罗门王花了7年盖神的殿。
13 years build his own palace。
但是花了13年盖他自己的皇宫。
So the palace was bigger。
所以相对的，皇宫更大。
But what make the temple become the temple?
但是为什么我们称神的殿就是神的殿呢
？Because everything was built not by human will, but by God's specification.
因为这神殿里面所有的一切样式都是以神的旨意铸造，不是人的旨意。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
For the church to be saved.
今天我们的教会要被神要得救。
For any church to be saved.
让任何一个教会都能够被得救的话
，the church must obey the whole truth.
那么这个教会就必须要完全遵守真理
，then the church can be saved.
那么这个教会就能够得救。
And thank God, true Jesus Church totally according to the truth.
今天我们感谢神，这处教会真的是遵守神完备的真理。
Our water baptism is totally according to the Bible.
那么我们的水洗是完全按照圣经的指示。
We perform foot washing.
我们的洗脚礼。
Holy Communion.
我们的圣餐礼。
Holy Sabbath.
我们的安息日。
And also we have the Holy Spirit, just like the time of Apostles.
然后我们都得到圣灵，这个圣灵的样子跟指示，也就像圣经一样。
So this church was built exactly according to the word of God.
所以这个教会是按照神的蓝图所制造。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。以弗所书第二章。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
以弗所书第二章第二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，在耶稣基督自己为房，有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Here tell us we are built upon the apostle, the prophet, and Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉说，这个建筑物是建筑在使徒和先知的根基上。
So today the church must be built upon the truth.
所以今天的教会必须要在真理的根基上建立。
So look at the church, very beautiful inside.
所以我们看看这个教会的内部设计，哎，真的很漂亮。
Even bigger than our Vancouver church because there are four rows of chairs. We only have two rows, huh?
那么我们看到它四排的椅子，事实上这个内部空间比我们现在还大。
Very nice, very high ceiling, just like us.
那么很高挑的这个屋顶非常漂亮。
50 years ago.
这是五十年前盖的。
In the poor mountain area.
那么在那遥远的这个山地里面。
When the members were living in iron sheet, iron sheet 铁皮屋。
在那个时候呢，大家都还住铁皮屋的时候。
When they were so poor.
在那个时候都很穷的时候。
They built a nice chapel.
那么在那个时候呢，盖出这么美丽的会堂。
They loved Jesus more than themselves.
那因为他们爱主更深呐。
They loved Jesus more than they loved their own house.
那么他们爱神的殿呢，比爱自己的房子更深。
This is the picture of the members. The field, the farm, and the farmhouse, the house.
那么这个照片告诉我们说，这些信徒们就住在这些山区里面，以及他们工作的地方。
Even today, the members' house is not so sophisticated. Some are made of iron sheet, some are just very simple housing.
就算我们今天看这些房屋呢，到现在为止看起来都觉得他们住的地方其实蛮简单的。
The church is more beautiful than the house.
所以换句话说，这整个地方呢，教会是最好、最美丽的建筑物。
They love Jesus.
因为他们爱神啊。
We move to another church.
我们到了下一个教会。
This church, the name is called 博爱 means love.
这里说到博爱，博爱教会。
This church is also very special.
这个教会也有它的特色。
Now, the church was thinking about to tear down the old chapel and then build a new one.
这个教会呢，已经开始在计划把这个旧的会堂拉掉呢，盖上新的。
Because we can see that this church is quite old outside.
那我们可以看到，从外表看来呢，教会似乎是比较旧了一点。
But there was one time, 土石流 the mudslide, the landslide.Pouring down from the mountain.
那么有这么一次呢，这个土石流呢，从上山上整个冲下来。
What happened was the mudslide, the landslide did not destroy the church.
那么奇妙的是，当时发生土石流的时候呢，并没有摧毁这个教会。
Only the sand and the rocks was filling the chapel, but the structure was still solid. There's no damage.
那么在那个时候呢，只是这个石头跟土呢冲进了会堂里面，但是整个教会安然无恙。
哇、wow, ！And then they were thinking, "Hey, this church is so strong in building. We should not tear it down."
所以他们开始想说，这个教会这么样的强壮，能够抵过这么长的土石流，不应该拆掉的。Oh,
don't waste the money, right?
那么也就是说，不要再花浪费钱了。
So they decided just remove all the sand, all the stone, and do some inner renovation.
所以大家就把这些土啊、这些石头搬走、拉掉之后呢，把内部重新整理过。
And then they make the church new again.
那么他们把教会里面重新弄过、装修过。
What can we learn from this?
那么从中间我们学什么
？Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Chapter 13.
以弗所书第六章的第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13.
以弗所书六章的第十三节，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Here Paul told us.
这里保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, arm ourselves with the armor of God.
所以这个时候要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Why we have to put ourselves the armor of God?
为什么要带上全副军装
？Because Paul was comparing Christian to soldiers.
因为呢，保罗比喻这个基督徒就好像神的部队一样。
We are soldiers.
今天我们就是神的部队。
Soldier will go to fight the enemies.
既然是个军人，就要打仗的。
At the same time, enemy will fight us.
那么相对的，我们就要被敌人所攻打。
How can a soldier be successful?
那么让一个军人能够站得出去，怎么样让他成功呢
？We have to put ourselves, arm ourselves.
当然就要穿上全副的军装才可以。
For example, nowadays Canadians send many soldiers to Afghanistan.
今天我们看到加拿大政府派了很多军人去阿富汗。
Wow, but many died there.
那么很多人也在那边战死了。
Why?
为什么
？It's very dangerous there.
因为战争的地方总是危险的地方。
So the soldier have to equip themselves.
所以军人就要带好他全副的装备。
What do they have?
他们有什么
？Lots of equipment.
当然，他们身上带了很多的装备啦。
Radio,
有这个通讯设备啦，
helmet,
有这个这个安全帽啦。
They have the machine gun, AK-47.
那么有这个这个机关枪啦，
grenade,
为了要打敌人。
They have grenade.
然后带着手榴弹。
They have boots.
那么穿着很好的皮靴。
They have night goggles.
那么带着夜视镜。
They are prepared for all situation.
换句话，他们这副军装呢，能够应付所有的状况。
Even though today you are kung fu master.
那么就算你是一个这个很会功夫的人。
You say, oh, one man I can fight 10.
那么也许一个人空手可以打十个。
Okay, send you to Afghanistan without any equipment.
那如果你就这么被派去阿富汗的话
，Next day you die.
那么明天你就会死掉。
Even you fight very good kung fu, but you cannot fight a bullet.
是的，你空手可以挡很多东西，但你挡不住子弹的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We are Christian.
今天我们是基督徒。
Bible tell us.
圣经告诉我们。
We are waiting for the day of the evil, 磨难的日子。
因为呢，我们在等什么？在等在磨难的日子。
There will be tough times.
因为在那个时候将会磨难。
There will be temptation.
那么那个时候会有诱惑。
Tribulations.
那么就会有逼迫。
Pressure.
是的，会有压力。
But can you still stand firm?
但是在那磨难的日子，我们是不是还站立得住
？If you are well equipped.
如果我们穿上神全副的军装的话
，You are prepared.
那么我们准备好了
，And you may stand firm.
那么我们就能够在那个时候站立得住。
But if you are not prepared.
如果今天我们穿不好，准备不好。
Even now, you look very strong, very normal. But when times come, we'll fail.
是的，我们也许看起来外表非常的强壮，但是磨难的日子到的时候，我们站不住。
Just like this chapel.
就好像这个会堂一样。
Outside is not beautiful.
外面看起来不怎么样。
I think compared to Vancouver, this is nothing, right?
啊，如果我们跟自己比一下的话，这个实在看起来不怎么样啊。
But this chapel can stand, overcome the mudslide and the earthquake.
但是呢，在那个山地里面，这样的会堂却能够抵得住。土石流跟当时的地震。
Now today, if everybody's of faith is just like a structure,
今天我们每一个人的信仰就好像一个建筑物一样的话
，How strong is your structure?
那我们这个信仰这个建筑物到底有多强呢
？So we have to think about this.
我们必须要想一想了。
So thank God we visit the church. We took a group picture with the people there.
很感谢主，我们到这个地方也是一样啊，到照了一个团体照。
It was a surprise visit.
当然是一个不预期的访问。
So some member they were busy farming, they are busy doing some farming, but they still did receive us.
所以那个时候呢，大家都还在忙着工作，忙着农田的工作，但是他们很有爱心来接待我们。
So sometimes we say we city people are busy, village they have time.
有时候我们会觉得说啊，住在城市里面比较忙，住在乡村里面都比较闲一点。
But it's not true.
不见得哦。
People living in the farming area can be very busy during the harvest.
因为呢，在农田里面工作的人，在收成的时候，其实他们也是忙坏了。
When we visit them, they are busy deep in the middle of the harvest.
我们临时到访的时候。事实上，他们都在农田里面忙他们的事呢。
So they have to harvest all the fruits before it's become too late.
因为农产品成熟之后，他们要赶紧收成，免得太晚了。
But when they heard that we're coming,
但是当他们听到我们来了
，Okay, put down the stuff.
他马上放下手边的工作
，Put down the work.
放下手边的工作
，Come to attend us.
赶紧来到教会迎接我们。
Wow, this is really moving love.
这个真的是这种爱心，真的让人感动啊。
And then this is another testimony.
那这是另外一个见证啊。
If you look at this picture.
我们看看这张照片呢。
The brother here show is his name is called Mr. Yan, Brother Yan. He's a preacher of TJC, Preacher Yan.
那么我们看到这个是严传道。
严传道，
我们教会的严传道。
The one beside him is his wife.
那么旁边就传道娘了。
He also have a great testimony.
那么他身上也带了神很美好的见证。
What happened was before he believed in Jesus.
这也就是说之前他信主之前了。
No peace.
他没有平安的。
And also in short, he has a very difficult sickness.
那么在那个时候呢，他病得很重。
Also, he cannot walk. There's a big problem in his spinal cord.
那么在他的背后，也就在他的这个脊椎上面有很大的问题，所以他没办法走路。
So the doctor also told him.
医生告诉他了。
You'll never walk again.
他说你这辈子啊不能走了啦。
He was so disappointed.
那么他觉得很气馁。
He was so hopeless.
他觉得自己没希望了。
But what happened was he was coming to the church at the time.
那么在那个时候呢，他就来到教会。
在慕道，景美教会啊。
那个时候在景美教会。
And there was one night.
有这么一个晚上。
In the dream.
在做梦里。
The angel told him.
天使告诉他。
You will get up and walk again.
他说你会站起来走路的。
Wow. And then he can I really walk again?
他突然惊醒说，哎，真的吗？
Wow. And then he really got up to try.
那他真的试试看，从床上下床。
Slowly, he can walk.
那慢慢的，他就真的可以走路了。
And then he go back to the hospital.
那他就回到医院。
Walking into the hospital.
而且是走回到医院。
Wow, the doctor, the nurse are all scared. Are you the ghost? Why you can walk?
当然，医生护士看到他真的吓一跳了，就知道到底怎么回事了。
It's a miracle. Jesus healed me.
他说真的是奇妙啊，真耶稣救了我。
So from then on, he decided my life belonged to Jesus.
所以在那个时候，他已经下定决心，我的生命是耶稣的。
I want to serve Jesus.
我要能够服侍耶稣。
So he quit his job and become a preacher.
啊，所以他辞掉当时的工作呢，就全身奉献作为传道。
And then he worked in the mountain area.
那么他特别还在山区里面工作。
So during the lunch, we went to one deacon's house to eat.
那么在中餐的时候呢，我们来到这个执事家用餐。
This is a very very wonderful meal.
那么可以说很美好的一餐。
Remember, they only received a phone call around 9 o'clock, say, "Hey, there's a branch of this, like 8 or 9 overseas minister will come to visit you."
那么 时间点呢是他们两个小时之前才接到电话，说有七八个人呢从外地来，要来访问他们的教会。
And then within a few hours, they can just like putting magic. Oh, immediately, wow, so many food on the table.
几个小时之后，你看到这一桌菜就已经准备好了。
So wonderful.
真的是很美好。
Not because of the food itself alone.
啊，不是说这个菜好吃而已。
Of course, the food is also very tasty.
当然，菜真的是不错啦。
But because of their heart.
但是因为他们的心。
Within a few hours.
在这几个小时内。
They put down everything.
他们放下手边很忙碌的工作。
Busy harvesting.
也许他们农忙征
程。Cooking. Mobilize the whole family.
赶紧回到家，叫大家总动员呐。
Today, if church board member call you, 9 o'clock.
今天如果说九点钟啊，教会主会打电话给我们。
Hey, brother, sister, is overseas preacher coming to visit you?
会告诉我们说，哎，我们今天要去访问你们家，因为呢，外地传道来访。
Come at 11 o'clock.
我们大概11点钟会到。
What will we say?
我们说什么
？In our heart, come on, 9 o'clock. Now you say 11 o'clock.
我们会心里想说，现在9点啊，11点你要来哦。
Why don't you give earlier notice?
那么你昨天晚上打电话不就好了
？Or maybe we think.
或者我们会这么说
：11 o'clock, we will come to eat.
11点钟，哎，正要中餐了呢。
Where should I bring him? Should I bring any food?
那么我是要去买菜呢，还是要做饭呢
？I'm too busy. I'll come next day.
啊，或者说，哎，不要来了，今天我太忙了，明天再来。
But these people really touch us.
但这些人的准备功夫，让我们真的觉得他们爱心动人。
They received the phone call 9 o'clock.
他们九点钟接到电话。
Sudden visit.
而且是不预期的来访。
No preparation.
完全不准，没有准备的。
They're busy harvesting.
而且他们农忙当中。
But what did they do?
但他们做什么呢
？Come, we welcome you.
他们说来，尽管来。
Come anytime.
什么时候来都可以。
Prepare, bring us all the good food we have.
而且他们能够总动员呢，准备这么一道餐给我们。
So touching.
可以说是非常感动啊。
So we all from overseas, we are so touched by this kind of hospitality.
所以我们从外地来的传道者，真的为他们被他们的爱心所动感动了。
Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1.
希伯来书第十三章第一节。希伯来书第十三章的第一节，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。第二节，不可忘记用爱心接待旅客，因为曾有接待旅客的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
Here the book of Hebrews tells us you should treat each other with brotherly love.
啊，圣经里面告诉我们，我们要长存弟兄相爱的心。
What is brotherly love?
什么叫做弟兄相爱的心
？Verse two tells us to receive each other.
第二节告诉我们要能够接待客旅
，especially those from far away。
尤其客旅是从远地而来的
，you visit them。
那么他们来访
，or the ministers, or the deacons, or the preachers。
也许弟兄姐妹，也许圣职人员传道。
If you receive them, just receive the angels。
如果我们接待了他们，就好像接待了天使一样
，just like Abraham。
就好像亚伯拉罕
，he didn't expect God to visit him。
他其实不期待说神会亲自来访问他
，but he saw three person passing by。
但是他看到那远远三个人呢，经过他的门口。
Okay, come to my house。
他说来吧，来到我家里面。
Drink some water。
能够用一些水。
Wash your feet。
能够洗洗脚。
Eat some food。
然后吃点东西。
And then he didn't know he has already received God and two more angels。
他真的是不知不觉当中已经接待了神跟两位使者天使。
And the angel was coming, God was coming to tell him next year this time you have a son。
那么这个神呢，当时的使者呢告诉他说，明年此时你要有个儿子。
It was a blessing.
那么这是一种祝福。
Imagine if Abraham was sitting on a tree.
我们可以想象另外一方面，亚伯罕在这个树下乘凉了。
The weather was so hot.
因为天气太热。
He was so tired.
啊，累了。
He was taking a nap.
也许他休息了。
Three person passing by.
那三个人在他面前经过。
Wow, come on, three person. Okay, bye bye. Hey, have a good day.
也许他很有礼貌地说，哎，下回见吗？三个人呢？
And then the blessing will pass through.
那么也许这样的祝福就被带过去了。
He cannot receive angel. He cannot receive the law.
这个祝福就也祝福不到他家里面，也带不到天使了。
When you receive,
今天我们说接待
，you receive God.
今天我们接待就接待神一样
，you receive angels.
我们就接待神的使者一样。
Let's all continue. We sing him. We continue later.
我们下午再继续，请大家唱赞美诗。
466。
我们请赞美诗466首。